Well, we are on our third Sunday of a journey through the Book of Psalms, God's prayer book. And we, last week, were exploring Psalms of praise. We will, in weeks ahead, be exploring Psalms of thanks and of trust. But today we have landed on Psalms of lament. So I sort of get to teach you, in a way, a new word, right? Does everybody know what a lament is? I bet there's a few out there who do not know this one. So, what does the dictionary say? According to the dictionary, this word lament means to express sorrow about something, or to express regret or annoyance or disappointment. Or a lament can even be a song or a poem of mourning. So a psalm of lament that we have today, like Psalm 69, is a prayer for help. It's a way that we express sorrow, regret, annoyance, disappointment. The psalmist said, "I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God." In this psalm today, we meet someone who is in extreme pain, suffering to the point of exhaustion. And at such a time, the psalmist cries out that God does not seem to appear or act. And so the psalmist cries for help and demands that God see this suffering and respond. We have throughout the book of Psalms many, many of these laments, many prayers of help. And I don't think that will really surprise us today, because we know that there is suffering in this world and in our lives. Bad things happen to good people, right? And God can seem silent and absent in the face of suffering. So in the Psalms of Lament, in these prayers for help, we find words that help us express suffering and despair and anger. And in Psalm 69 specifically today, we find that this person is suffering in many ways. The psalmist is accused of doing something they haven't done. The psalmist speaks of those who hate me without cause and says, "I have become a stranger to my kindred." This is someone who feels surrounded by enemies and ignored by their family. And the psalmist suffers from insults because of their actions and faith in God. Well, Psalm 69 today tells us something we already know, that life is hard and not always fair, that the innocent suffer, that the ones we love sometimes fail when we need them most, and that being a child of God will not protect us from all pain. In a world that tries to convince us that we can buy our own happiness, that we can live forever, or that we can have complete control over our lives, this prayer for help today gives words to the truth. The truth that we are not in control. The truth that we do and will know pain and suffering in this life. This prayer shows us that we are not the first to pray such prayers for help. We are not alone in our suffering. But the Psalms teach us something else. Psalms of praise and thanks and trust and even lament, they all teach us that it is okay to tell God everything about our lives. It is okay to tell God when we are sad and angry and even impatient. We can be honest with our great God. In our relationship with God, God wants us to lay it all out, to be real and open. God wants to be in continuous conversation with us. And these prayers, these psalms we find right there in the middle of the Bible, in the Old Testament, these prayers of help are part of our conversation with God, both as individuals and together as a community. Now, I know we don't always have many opportunities to share what is really going on in our life with someone, right? We often say, "How's it going?" Great, fine, that's right. Even more rare to find someone who will really listen and be present with us. And so often, we try to make it look like we really have it all together, that everything in our life really is fine, even when it is not true. And you know, even in the church, even as Christians, we sometimes think that everything was always fine for Jesus as well, that Jesus was always calm and clean and put together, forgetting too often that Jesus was human as well as divine. Jesus was a man who got tired and dirty after a long day of work. He was a man who wept when his friend Lazarus died. He was a man who got angry when the rich profited off the poor. And he was a man who, when he was dying on the cross, cried out a psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me?" From Jesus' own prayers, we know that our God knows what it is to suffer and be human. And we know that God can handle all of our cries, all of our suffering, our pain, and our despair. And we know this too from these prayers of lament, these prayers for help that we find in the book of Psalms that God has given to us. Our God, who can indeed handle every challenge, just like we talked about at Vacation Bible School all week. Our God who conquers our challenges. All right, and here's the part where you can dive in. Our God who has the power to provide. Hold on. And the power to comfort.
Hold on.
And the power to heal. And the power to forgive.
Hold on.
And the power to love us forever.
Hold on.
See, now I know you're all awake. Yes. So hear these words from the psalmist again. "But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord. At an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me." This prayer for help today that we heard that began with being tired from waiting on God also shows us that God will answer and God will act, because God is more powerful than any suffering, and God holds on to us in our deepest pain, in our deepest moments of despair, and will never let us go. So God asks us today to bring our tears and our pain, our anger and our frustration to God. And in open and honest conversation, God promises that God is present. God shares in our suffering, and God will always surround us and hold on to us with abundant, never-ending love. Amen.